Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, this is the fellas dropping in.
What's up? It's the boys.
Cheers.
Boom, door kicked in. What's up? Fuck you. It's us.
We had nothing to promote. We just wanted to riff up the top of the episode for a little bit before the music comes in.
We were just so desperate to talk to you, the listener. We had to jump in before the episode started.
Sorry about your door. I've got less attitude now than I had coming in and I feel guilty.
Yeah, your foot hurts probably.
Yeah, I'll do the dishes after dinner or something. I should have done them anyway. I'm a bad guest.
You should have cooked dinner.
Yeah, it's cold.
Yeah.
Hey, we are on Patreon. If you want to get more Filthy Casuals content every week, jump onto the Patreon. You get a bonus episode where we talk about all the other pop culture stuff that isn't video games. And also, as of just this week or the week before, you get early access to our YouTube videos that we are doing every week. We're currently playing through Heavy Rain.
Yes.
It is part one is now on our YouTube for everyone to get. But yeah, if you jump onto the Patreon, you'll get to see them all a week early.
Part two's
up. Plebs.
Part two's
what that means.
Yeah. Also, we've got a Discord now. So that $5 tier, you get access to a secret Patreon Facebook group that we are active in and chat in. And also, Discord server with a bunch of channels and a bunch of cool discussions happening there as well. So $5, you get that.
Yep. A great way to meet chill people who like games.
You were going to say children. When you said chill, I did not know people coming out. I was like, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, a lot of people in the Patreon group have met a lot of other cool people to play games with and stuff. So if you want to find a community on the internet of like-minded video game enthusiasts who are just fun, chill, normal and non-toxic.
Yes.
That is the Filthy Casuals guarantee.
Yeah.
And I'll use the money to fix your door. I'm so sorry again.
Good morning, video games. Welcome to Filthy Casuals, a podcast about video games, hosted by three very kind and extremely knowledgeable boys. Thank you very much for joining us. My name is Tommy Dasilo, and, of course, with me, as always...
It's Ben Vanel here, Tommy. It's a pleasure to be joined by the third member of this illustrious trio, a man whose focus... is the talk of the town.
I'm looking at video game news on my phone. That is focus, and I know exactly what you're saying. It doesn't take, a super listener.
Yes.
What is it? What's the job where you particularly have to listen? All of them?
Podcast host.
Yes.
No. You can wait for your turn and just say whatever as
That's
a podcast
true.
Host.
Yeah, maybe think about what you're going to say next in the riff. Completely ignore
Shut up, Tommy.
Come before.
This week, we're going to talk about my new Xbox. I don't know what you guys want to talk about. My name's Adam, by the way. I've got some news of the week here.
Yes.
I've got a phone with it on. I've got an attitude that is positive and can do. I'm ready to go.
You're fired up. You've been down at the beach and you've got your windswept hair.
Uh-huh.
You've completely recharged your attitude.
I've had a local.
Really tanned.
I got a bit of sunburn on my neck.
I've never seen a more tanned man.
Well, I was there for like 3 days and it was not that hot.
And you're fully tanned.
Am I tanned? I'm not tanned.
No, you're not tanned.
There's
not
a chance.
No.
No, I bought special 50 plus sunscreen that you have to buy at a chemist.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I had a little holiday, a little safe and...
A local getaway.
Rejuvenating the local economy.
Yep.
Those
echidnas
down on Phillip Island don't feed themselves. You got to go out there and you got to spread corn chips all over the place is what I assume and what I did.
Mm.
I applied for one of those travel vouchers today and got it. So maybe I'll spend it down where you... I'll do the Adam Knox reality tour holiday.
Yeah.
Just do the exact same itinerary for 3 days. God, this is what it would have been like when he was here.
Yeah. What do you reckon he was thinking when he looked at this cafe that they stopped at after the seal tour? I saw a bunch of seals.
Yeah.
Fucking heaps of them.
Mm-hmm.
They have between 8 and 20,000 visible at any one time on those rocks down there.
Wow.
It's the seal rocks, they're called.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it.
Apologies to any of our listeners that are in lockdown in other parts of the world and can't do these kinds of things, but or any of our elite tennis playing listeners that are sweating it out in what sounds like just barbaric conditions in there at the Grand Hyatt Gulag that they're running.
For 11 more days.
Yeah, yeah. One of them, I think a Spanish guy, compared it to jail. He literally said, it's like being in jail. The couldn't think of a more tone-deaf thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah, you know when you get out of jail and you get a cool couple of mil just in the old bank account to do with whatever you want?
You sit here and think about what you did for a fortnight. Then we'll let you back out immediately.
Yeah.
This is prison. Mm.
Is this global news or are we just, I think we're severely overestimating the reach of 100%. The story.
100%. I barely even knew it and I was on Phillip Island.
Yeah, true.
The Australian Open is going ahead for some crazy reason.
Bizarrely enough.
And also, we did a lockdown. We might have another and, you know, it's nice to know that the world can take place again shortly afterwards.
I mean, we are all doing, we're all planning to do something in some capacity or another, shows in the Melbourne International Comedy Festival,
right.
Which a lot of people feel like it's kind of a bit of a bold / foolhardy move of them to be assuming that that festival will go on.
Mm.
But I would say even more so for the Australian Open, which is in just a couple of weeks and has already been an absolute debacle with bringing the players out here. Infected planes, them having to quarantine and then cracking the shits about landing having to quarantine.
Like Budgie the little helicopter just spluttering out of their faces. And also the Melbourne International Comedy Festival has realised that the international part is not happening this year.
Yeah, the interstate part may not even be happening.
It's the Melbourne... Comedians Comedy Festival,
yes,
which I've always wanted. None of these competitors from the good states.
None of your Cameron Jameses.
Get out of here.
Yeah, no, it's only the good comics now. It's only the good comics.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Me. The comedy festival is actually back on.
That's it.
And I'm there for 5 days.
Yeah. Me too.
Or
I'm there
half
for
half a prison sentence.
Yeah. I'm there for the 5 days after you in the same room, maybe even at the same time.
That's when it's back off again.
And you can you can go to Adam's show on the final night. You can sleep in there for 24 hours and then just be ready for the first night of my show the next day.
Yeah. You'll see me scurry in holding a laptop probably. Go sit up the back in the dark.
Between 4 and 6 a.m.
Yes. I'm very prepared for Tommy's show.
That's where you go and look at porn.
That's
what I've heard anyway, and it's true. That's why I've heard it.
Yeah. I told you it.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of
it. And I was like, what? What could you possibly be doing? I'm back. I'm podcasting again. And
you bought an Xbox Series X.
Now, when did this get? When did you leave for Phillip Island? And when did the Xbox get delivered?
Sunday and Thursday.
Okay, that's it. I guess that's enough time to.
I've honked into it.
Yep.
Also, I played all these games that I played on it 2 years prior.
Yeah.
So
what's Battletoads on Game Pass like?
Couldn't tell you. I was playing Forza the whole time, which looks fucking awesome. I bought an Xbox Series X. Which is a decision I wouldn't have made if it weren't for the podcast, probably, because I've got a PC as well.
Oh, yes. it's our fault.
It's not your fault. It's the
person listening to this. Oh. It's your fault.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Patreon.com to repay me.
You're going to get first-hand information about a console you probably don't own, because there is some stock, but there's not. It's not like other console launches.
No, them and the PS5 are starting to pop back up.
Yeah.
At the minute they're becoming available, but I leapt on it. It was available at some shop and the Microsoft store itself. I bought it right from Daddy Gates.
Wow.
Yeah. And I love it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really cool. Mm. It's
this shelf you've got is a work of art. It's beautiful.
Thanks. I've got a shelf that looks like Starry Night. And stuff keeps falling off of it. It's such a curvy, whirly shelf. It looks great, I think, the Series X. It looks like the 2001 monolith type thing. It's a really evil conglomerate headquarters building looking thing.
Yep.
But I really like it. It gets fucking hot up the top.
Really?
It's got those big vents right up the top and they're volcanic.
You fried an egg on it yet?
No, because it'd go through the thing.
You stood over it and let it blow up your dress like Marilyn Monroe?
Yeah, I have done that, but and it burnt my balls.
Yeah.
It's obviously it should be expelling the heat from it.
Yeah, totally.
Just noticeable to me that if it was in, because they're both thick, the PS5, I mean literally thick too, not slang thick, but they're both thick machines. Every TV unit thing that I know of, which is the one that I own.
Sure.
doesn't fit them in, and also you wouldn't want it in there because it really needs some airflow around it, is my impression.
Aren't these consoles now like the bulk of the space in there? Someone was telling me this. The PlayStation 5, most of that space in there is cooling.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's stuff to cool it down.
Yeah.
So it's like you look at it and you go, wow, there must really be some motherboards in that thing to power these games. It's like, nah. It's just fans and water and shit.
Yeah, a tiny, tiny chip surrounded by, liquid coolant, I think.
I don't know if it's liquid, but I don't know that it's not.
I guess solid this is coolant. One for the listeners too.
I think they're not. I think they're those other ones, but I don't know how they work.
Heat sink. And fans, right? I mean, there's got to be a bunch of fans.
Oh, you want to talk fans?
Yes.
Talk to those consoles over there.
Okay.
Because you know what they'll say back to you? But they won't because they're actually quite quiet.
Right, even though
there are fans on them.
Maybe yours is too quiet.
Mine are just rude. And they're not replying.
It's not working and that's why it's heating up so much.
Just see how loud you can get it in here with if you have every device on at once.
Oh, God. It'd be so fucking hot. I've been playing Cyberpunk on my PC. Like you guys have seen my office. There's quite a lot of space in it and there's a window. Fuck, it heats up though. I don't know. You can't play video games in summer.
I think you can. I think it's the best time because then you get to draw the blinds and feel like a piece of shit.
Actually, when my partner was at her family's for Christmas, in my office, I put an orange throw rug. I put it over the blind, so double blind,
right.
So I could play during the day. And the whole room was red. I felt like scum. I felt like a hacker.
Really good stuff. Yeah. And were you very stressed about getting that down before she came back and just saw how you'd been living?
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah.
The last minute, like,
text me when you're an hour away.
Like, oh no, I don't know when I'm going to leave it. Yeah. You have to. Tell me exactly when you're leaving. Yes. I need to find time to cut down a rigging system that I've made. But yeah.
It is. I did that this morning. It's like, it's a pretty nice day out there. And I had like, half an hour before I had to leave the house. I was like, I'm going to play a game for a bit. And just the act of just pulling that cord and just like darkness descending on
the room.
It's like beautiful day out there. I was like,
It makes you mysterious.
Yeah.
It's great. Think about what your neighbors are thinking. What's he doing back there?
I hope they don't find that I'm a gamer. I just assume that I'm a serial killer.
Yeah, and I hope he's cooking meth and not playing Forza Horizon 4 still. Mm-hmm. That game's 2 years old. Older than a game is relevant for now.
Driving games show off, a graphical fidelity of a new console.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man, it looks and runs really fucking well.
Is that the best looking thing you've played on it so far?
I had played some Halo as well to have a look, but I haven't gone too deep into other stuff because Forza got its hooks right back in on me.
Yeah.
They've added so much to that game. It's on Game Pass, but all the expansions you've got to pay for. But at some point, I guess they were on a deal. I was like, yeah, I'll buy. And I had so there's like a Lego expansion where you drive Lego cars around a Lego island, which is fucking rad.
Yeah.
And there's another island that's like Lightning Storm. And I'm like, okay. That's no Lego.
Mm.
You can't compete with Lego.
Mm.
That is, how do you go from Lego to just like, wow, how can we follow up that?
I think they went the other way around.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. How do you follow lightning? Lego.
Lego, yes.
Well done.
Makes a lot more sense. Yeah. Stuff you thought was cool when you were six.
Yes.
And still think is cool because it is still cool.
And then you go off and it kind of comes back around.
You guys stayed there the whole time talking about lightning,
I fucking love, I love lightning.
Me too.
When I was a teen, I thought I was too cool for lightning.
What?
Yeah, because when you step on a piece of lightning and it really hurts?
Yeah, true.
But all the stuff of like the quick resume and the things they've been touting.
Quick resume. How is it different to what the PS5 does? Because as far as I can tell, maybe it's just that loading is so incredibly fast that I just can't tell the difference. It's like, I was playing Cyberpunk on the PS5. Mm. Now I want to play God of War. I hit God of War. Bang. I'm, it's almost instantaneous.
You think it's bang?
Yeah.
But you don't know what bang means.
Okay.
You've never banged in your life.
I may not have.
Yeah. It's just mouth stuff that you've done so far.
I thought that counted, but apparently not.
No, like technically, but this is the real shit. It's just a bit quicker.
And it resumes sort of like mid-game rather than...
It's just wherever you left off.
Okay.
So you can have...
Turn your console off and put it in rest mode and then you turn it back on and it's in the same place?
Yeah.
It's that with multiple games.
Okay.
Switching between them.
So it's like apps. You can have four different things going at the same time.
I think it's three. Pick up
right,
I don't know.
Or pick up right where you left off.
Yeah. Cool. It's not the world has changed for me.
Right.
That's not the case.
Right.
I see things the same color still.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm walking with just as little of a spring in my step.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nice.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
thing of turning it on and having a ton of games there ready to go because of Game Pass and stuff.
Yep.
And it's saying, these are the ones that are on Series X or are updated for it or whatever. It's very cool.
Mm.
It doesn't have any games that you can't play if you have a PC.
Mm.
That will always be the case.
Yeah, mm. yeah. I keep forgetting that.
Yeah.
But it's... And I keep being like, oh, is Halo Infinite going to... yes.
Yeah.
Is everything. The medium... Yes.
And all of their Microsoft published ones, my understanding is, will always be on Game Pass day one.
Yes.
As yeah, well. Yeah, yeah. So an Xbox Series X is a really good alternative to an expensive PC because it is less than half of the price of an equivalent spec PC thing.
Yep.
And... It is just an if you prefer consoles to PC, which I do because PCs break a lot more easily in my experience because I'm always chucking them around.
Yeah. This one, you can fry an egg on top of it apparently.
And it still works. Yeah. That's the official guarantee from this podcast. And if it doesn't work that way, we'll replace your Xbox.
Yes.
And I'm saying this according to our binding consumer laws
oh, God.
In the country of Australia.
Yeah.
I am of Great. Sound mind mm-hmm. and fully understand the contractual obligatory promise
yes.
that I am making.
And your name is Bill Gates.
Yes. Yes. No, you can't fry an egg on the fucking thing. No, you can't fry an egg on anything other than a saucepan. Don't do it on a pavement either. Okay. Sometimes people do it to prove it's a hot day.
What about an engine block?
No, it'll taste terrible. Yeah, don't do it.
No, well, I mean, you can fry it on those things, just whether you can get it to a point where you then want to eat it.
Yeah.
The frying it can be done, but it's not consumable.
It's the serving. It's the plating that is the issue.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a cool Xbox.
I think I probably will end up moving house in the middle of the year to somewhere with a bit more space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when I do,
I have enough space for an Xbox.
I reckon it's PC time.
Oh yeah.
When I have a little, yes. when I have a little office going, that's the goal.
That
I'm
will
get in on some Steam stuff and
yeah.
I would still say that's always the way to go if you can afford it.
Totally. Mm. Yeah.
But like PCs are expensive to get, especially if you're trying to get one of the new cards, which like I guess you should now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a way bigger whack of money.
Yeah, the card is more expensive than the Xbox Series X.
It's twice as expensive
yeah.
in most cases. If you're getting like a 3080, which is better than a Series X and will last you longer going forward. But it's really cool.
Well, yeah. there's two things behind it. It's like, yeah, often like a lot of Steam stuff that I kind of miss out on.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, for the pod and being able to talk about more stuff on that, on this. And also, yeah, me and my girlfriend talking about looking for somewhere together in the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think... Day one, what a way to really show her that you've made a fucking huge mistake moving in with this clown. Just
yes.
big PC,
yeah.
taking up half of an office
yeah.
space.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
This
How
is
big
where the...
do you think computers are now?
No, I just mean like me immediately buying a thing where it's like
yeah. Here's the
literally goodbye
space.
Girlfriend.
Yeah.
yeah, sure.
Here's where the Philips Hue RGB lights are going on the wall.
Yes.
Sync up with the...
yes.
I don't understand what is wrong with anything you've said so far.
Big, got to have enough room for a wall mount for the samurai sword collection
yeah,
that I have.
True. Yes.
Where, at which point is your girlfriend getting angry? Because at this point, is she angry that she's so wet?
yeah. Did you bring a mop, Tommy? Because
yeah.
that's what we need right now.
No carpet. We can't have any carpet in this house. It's got to be all tiles.
Yes. You just buy a little slippery when wet sign for the doorway to your office.
Sorry. Anyway, it's a really good, well-made, very fucking heavy.
Oh, yeah.
Nice looking piece of video game shit that is a real good option if you are interested in Game Pass.
Yeah.
I would say don't bother with the S as well.
Right.
Because... It is not cheaper enough,
yeah.
in my opinion, to warrant the difference, especially when you consider that that's got a terabyte in it and the S has 512 gigabytes.
You can get Game Pass easily enough either way. So if you're on a budget, you're getting it, you're signing up, you're getting so many games day one where you're not going to need to worry about buying anything new for a very long time.
Mm.
And at a certain point, the lack of... graphical optimization is probably going to piss you off.
The performance, so especially, is a big deal. It's a huge difference between this generation so far and the last one, where I'm a big convert to more frames being better.
Yes,
yeah,
I like a frame.
Yep,
chuck them in there.
Yep,
you want to put more frames in, honey? You go ahead. You want to make that car look real smooth? You're talking my language. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm into it.
Yep.
Didn't need it.
But at the very least, this satisfies the three people out there who message us from time to time going, talk about Microsoft more. Yes.
There you go.
Yes.
I had an Xbox for ages before I had a PS4 in the last generation.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Xboxes are good.
I bought one for this podcast to feel like I was engaging with the conversation, knowing that I would hardly ever play it.
thing,
what more do you people want?
Yes.
I'm going to keep bringing it up for roughly 7 to 10 years. I'm going to keep talking about that thing that I bought.
Yep. Well, I mean, there's a bunch of games that are on Game Pass that are on other platforms as well, and right. Xbox. When we talked about Assassin's Creed Valhalla, just assume that I was playing it on an Xbox.
It's the same. Well, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
There's very little difference between a Series X and a PS5 at this point in terms of like what a game can get out of them at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, both good options. PCs, great.
Yeah.
Get all three if you're a fuckhead.
Yeah.
And yeah,
get
have a
two
Switch
of some too. Of them.
Yeah.
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 Buy two controllers for your PlayStation 5 when there's currently no two-player games.
Honestly, like, yeah, video games and consoles are expensive, but the amount of self-reflection I've done because of the guilt of it has been the same amount that I would do for very expensive therapy.
Mm. Yes.
So I've looked inwardly about why I make the decisions I make because of these purchases.
Mm. I feel like you're already, even if you only buy like the bare minimum of things, like one console and one game a year.
Yeah, the least already, a person can have to survive.
You're the bare already minimum. Engaging in a very like dumb hobby that is an absolute luxury.
Yeah.
So why not? Once the dam has burst, just go all the way in.
Yeah. Dude, after the fall, we're going back to the barter system anyway. Mm. And I can use that as a club to steal someone else's chickens.
Absolutely.
So, I'm set. For before and after the end.
Mm-hmm. In all seriousness, playing video games, it's a real mindfulness thing, and I love it for that.
Yeah.
And if that's why you like games, then that's a positive in your life.
100%. Like, yeah, I'm gonna sell the Xbox One and the PS4 that I had too. So if anyone wants to buy them, I'll give them to you.
He said he'll give them to you.
No, for expensive. I was gonna say I'll give it to you for expensive.
If you're looking for something that you can definitely cook an egg on, Knox is going to give you his PlayStation 4 for free. Yes.
That's the guarantee that our podcast has. Yeah. So Xbox Series X.
That's your personal news.
Officially good.
What about industry news?
According to the industry, Xbox Series X 26% as good as the rest of the video game market.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, is that how that works, that maths?
I don't know.
Nah, who cares?
There was a bit more information after we talked last week about Bowser's Fury.
Oh, yes.
They put out a 2-minute trailer that had no information in it.
And we thought, wow, like it happens so rarely that Nintendo drops news before we record the podcast. This is cool. A little bit lacking in detail.
Yep.
But cool to have this to talk about.
Yep.
We knew Bowser was furious, but then another post went up the next day where he was like, I was going to let it go. Yeah. I was going to leave it. I was angry yesterday and I posted about it. I was vague, but people need to know exactly what I meant.
Yes.
It's an open world island mode.
It's bizarre. It's basically the same trailer, but with a voiceover explaining what's going on in it.
It's the final cut version.
And it came out like, within 24 hours of the 2-minute one dropping.
Real weird.
Strange stuff.
And then it comes out fully in a couple of weeks anyway, so there's probably not that much to talk about.
And then they've also listed, they've like in text kind of put out like a press release of basically what's happening. So it's, you've got these little shine, like star kind of things that you're trying to find.
Yeah.
Every time Bowser comes out,
they put out a full detail of what it was, but here's us trying to remember
that
from a week
ago. Completely over my head. All this like highfalutin mumbo jumbo.
There's some fucking jumpy cunt in the middle of the screen. He's getting in the way, where I'm assuming you're playing as those little mushroom guys.
Well, I thought when you said it looked kind of roguelike-y.
That was the rumor the week before, yeah.
Which each time you defeat Bowser, it unlocks a new little section of this area to go.
Yeah.
So it's kind of, it's open world, but like levels kind of all dotted around within the open world, which seems cool. Seems like it's pretty robust.
Yeah, it looks nice. It looks like a whole new separate thing that like It would be nice if it were like a $20 whatever game on its own.
Yeah.
Packaging it in with this is a real like, you know, upsell or whatever. But it does look cool.
Yes. Yep.
One other cool thing that they've added is from the Wii U one is that the Captain Toad levels can now be played two player. You can play them in co-op, which you couldn't in the original, which is a nice little addition.
I guess Captain Toad's Treasure Tracker did have a co-op mode.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the original spin-off. Yeah.
Okay. Mm. Damn. It's hard to keep track of Nintendo games.
Mm.
Like,
yeah, so many are released every year.
Well, at least they name them sensibly. Like if there was a new Pokemon Snap, you'd think they'd give it a real name rather than just new Pokemon Snap.
Surely you'd put two at the end to Pokemon really Snap signify it's a sequel.
Now they've put the new... I guess they had new Super Mario Brothers. They had the new 3DS. This is something they love to do.
I like it.
New.
It just... But it's not new forever.
Good point. And it's also
It comes out April 30th, so May 1st... It's the old Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
okay.
Exactly. And it's not the new Pokemon Snap, because Pokemon Snap is Pokemon Snap. This is a sequel to Pokemon Snap.
This is Pokemon Snap. Snap 2.
Yes.
I'm going to make some calls after this. He ate Pizza Hut. I'm hungry.
Yes.
I made myself angry. That's the call I'm going to make. That looks really nice.
I do like it. I just love their approach to people for years going, you should make a new Pokemon Snap. Oh, should we now? Yeah. Here you fucking go.
Yeah.
Genius, you come up with a better name.
Pokemon Snap 2.
Mm.
What do they call the third one if they do a third? Newer Pokemon Snap? Or new Pokemon Snap 2? Like
latest Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap as of May 31st.
Yeah.
Wait. 30 days, September, April, June, and November. Yeah, May 31st.
That's a great sequel naming convention. They've just got, it's just the date.
Yeah, Pokemon Snap.
Yeah, Star Wars June 30th, 2022. It looks good. Yeah, the trailer doesn't really show, just basically like environments and little Pokemon running around. Doesn't show you too much of how the mechanics all work, but you'd have to assume it's more or less... the same.
No, it's new.
Yeah, it's new.
It's the same but new.
Yeah, right.
So it'll all be different.
Mm.
No, it's the same. It's the same. It looks exactly the same. You chuck an apple at a Pikachu, and he's like, "Yeah, thanks, man."
Mm.
Yeah, that's it.
I'm looking forward to it, and I want it to be good. I've kind of lost a bit of faith in Game Freak knowing how to make a game, though, to be completely honest with you, in the last little while.
The Pokemon, what was it?
Sword and Shield.
They weren't great.
It kind of strikes me as a bit of a thing where they, you know, making it so long after the original and maybe not being fully aware of what people like, like the exact thing of nostalgia that people have in there. Because it's got to be, you want it to feel like very specific to how you remember the first one to be. And I've kind of got a bad feeling that... Maybe they're going to flub it. I don't know.
They absolutely will do a terrible job developing it because they're not bloody developing it, Tommy.
Mm.
Bandai Namco.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, okay.
So you're right on the money, mate. Maybe. They're doing an awful job developing it.
Yeah.
They had to pop it off to somebody bloody else.
They're at 0% progress.
Yeah, they haven't even started. They're going to feel very silly when they
They're working on the third one. They're getting the jump on the third one ready to go.
Maybe they're working on Pokemon Snap too. Maybe that's what's going on.
Bandai Namco's really cut our lunch here.
What's Bandai Namco made recently? What have they done for me lately?
Well, let's go to the... There's a whole section on Wikipedia about their corporate structure.
Great, yeah, okay.
But I'd love to see a list of
Who's
games.
Who's been promoted recently? That's what I want to know.
Bandai Namco, they own... Okay. It must be some specific developer inside of them that... but yeah, Tekken and shit.
Okay.
It's Bandai Namco. Okay. Pac-Man. Tekken.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did they make the... Who made the original?
Pokemon Snap.
Yeah.
Let's find out.
That's a good point. If it is,
I mean, I know it off the top of my head. I know it straight away.
It is Game Freak,
but you just want to make sure that Wikipedia has it correct.
I'm not even looking at Wikipedia. I'm just on my phone on a separate thing.
Oh, okay.
This is just from my memory that came straight to mind. Because of course I know this. I own 150,000 consoles.
To be fair.
Like I wouldn't know the other one.
Boy, this cunt, when he sees a fairy penguin, he gets absolutely fired up, doesn't he?
Little penguin. I knew that off the top of my head without looking at Wikipedia too.
You probably do know the year that Pokemon Snap came out off the top of your head.
1999.
There you go.
That one I didn't know. It was HAL Laboratory who were Smash Brothers.
So it was farmed out originally anyway.
It was farmed out.
So it's gone from being...
Game Freak went, hey fam, can you do this?
It's gone from being developed by the dad from Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. And now it's being developed by the dad from Breaking Bad.
Yes.
But it's the same dad. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, he got sick of those kids.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who is specifically in Bandai Namco, but yeah, they're doing it. That tends to be all the non-Pokemon games. Mm. Other people usually.
Okay, yeah. Well, yeah, I was wrong about the developer, but my point still stands. I'm worried that this is like such a specific nostalgia thing that it's I'm worried that it's not going to have that same same feel. But I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, me too. Those seeing like the newer Pokemon in it is. I don't have any attachment to
that's nostalgia for someone else. But that doesn't mean, mechanically it's fucked.
Like,
but
you expect me to whoop over those young Wiggles? Who are they?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But the fun in the original was unlocking the new little things that you could throw into the environment and sort of see what reactions you could get, and you throw something into the water and something bursts out and then you can get a great photo. So it was like the being able to kind of like fuck around with the environment like as you progress that was like the most fun.
Totally. The feeling of there being little secrets and puzzles everywhere to like, how do I get that Psyduck to look at me?
Yep.
And then you've got to be really... They actually are more attracted to disinterest, as is everyone.
You could do some magic tricks
and
then call it a fat bitch.
Yeah, you throw a basketball at his head.
Oh, you're wearing that beak today? Interesting.
Maybe you are psycho. that's coming out. Ubisoft is developing a new... So I guess the time has come where EA lost its Star Wars exclusivity thing.
Yes.
So,
which was never... We never knew the exact date or time range. People were speculating it was like 8-9 years or something. I think it's coming up to 8 years maybe?
Would be.
Whatever the case, maybe it's been renegotiated. But Ubisoft are doing Assassin's Creed... Tatooine or some bullshit.
Pretty much, yeah. A new open world Star Wars game is in development at Ubisoft.
Mm.
So we won't see that until 3 years, probably. 2 years at least. So who knows what that's about, where it's set, what part of Star Wars timeline or whatever it exists in.
Mm.
I think basically no information on it beyond that at the moment. It'll be cool to see other studios other than Ubisoft as well have a crack at Star Wars shit again.
Mm. Yes. Well, we had Jedi Fallen Order, which was...
That was EA.
Did they own Respawn?
They're Respawn, Respawn was in EA.
Okay.
I can't remember who was doing that 1313 thing. Was that BioWare or some thing?
I think it was just... EA, but it was Amy Hennig from Naughty Dog. Mm. Right?
That this episode is the point where people realize we don't know which developers do what.
Yeah,
but again, it's like casual is in the. It's like it's the number of times you get like this you is guys relatable. Don't know, yeah, you guys don't know anything. It's like no shit.
Yeah.
The whole that's day one of the podcast.
We are filthy. The name. We don't know anything about video games.
We are filthy and we are casual. So when we say fuck knows. That's all we're about.
Yes.
It could be a 3-second episode every week and we've fulfilled our obligation.
Who's Mario? Fuck no. See you later. Bye. We're done. That's us. It's on in the title. We swear in this. You cunt.
Whoa.
It's cool of us to
it
do.
It's cool. It's cool, yeah.
That's kind of it at the moment.
I think that could be cool. That I'm really interested to see what that is.
I'm very interested to see what it is. I don't have faith in Ubisoft to make a game make it a Star Wars game interesting to me, maybe. I feel like what they do can be interesting sort of because I like have other... So like Assassin's Creed Odyssey, I liked because it was Greek mythology.
Yes.
But most of the game was still like Ubisoft collect-a-thon icons on a map.
But I think what they do well is that they do the maps really well, right? So the environments always look good. The world that they build is good. So that with good source material and something that's a bit different from just swordplay or whatever, like them sort of getting to do something in a bit of a different zone.
Yeah, laser sword interesting. Play.
Laser sword play, yeah.
As much as Star Wars is like flooding the world for the last 5 or 6 years, like... Jedi Fallen Order, the doing Tomb Raider but with Star Wars, did give it a fresh little bit of coat of paint for me.
Mm.
I liked it more than I thought I would. So, I'm interested to see that and a bunch of other like back in the late 90s when every second game was a Star Wars game, mm-hmm. but they were all in different genres and they were all doing different things. It was cool because Star Wars naturally lends itself to video game stuff.
Yes. Yeah.
You've got lasers and swords and
aliens,
magic, yep. aliens, mm-hmm. spaceships. Mm-hmm. You got it all.
That's true. And Knights of the Old Republic 1 and 2 are fucking sick.
What are they?
They're Star Wars games made by...
Never played one.
BioWare and Obsidian.
Who?
Two, well, one good developer. One developer that used to be good.
Yeah.
No, I agree. Like, that is the golden era of Star Wars games, 100%. I think I'm just become a little jaded on Ubisoft, maybe.
Sure, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Especially with, like, that new Assassin's Creed and Watch Dogs and... Immortals, Phoenix Rising.
Yes. Oh,
like,
yeah,
true.
They've done a bunch of their thing recently and everyone's been like,
yeah.
Well, everyone, I think, loves Valhalla, but I didn't. I found it very boring and stale and visually fantastic and like a detailed world to explore that I had no interest in whatsoever. So,
right.
Yeah. But, you know, I want them to win me back. I'm hopeful.
Sure. Or just whoever. Go,
yeah,
everyone
totally.
Make Star Wars games again.
Yeah.
Make every game Chuck a Star Wars game. I don't want that actually.
Get
but.
Obsidian to make Knights of the Old Republic 3.
Right.
Or new Knights of the Old Republic as games are being titled.
New Star Wars Snap.
Yes.
Or what if Pokemon Snap, the original now, has to retrospectively be called Old Pokemon Snap?
Oh.
And then when a new one comes out, that one's new Pokemon Snap. The one coming up is called Old Pokemon Snap. And then the other one is like... The older
granddad?
Pokemon. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap the third. Or just Pokemon Snap 3 for short, I guess you could call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I guess that makes less sense, but we can go with it.
Maybe they're trying to do like, remember when they brought out New Coke?
Mm-hmm.
And then people hated it and then they got to bring back Coke Classic. So
right.
they're just like, either maybe, yeah, if people, maybe they're deliberately making this game bad
mm-hmm.
and then they delete it from the market and they do a re-release HD
yeah.
upgrade
this
of
is
Pokemon Snap Classic.
Yes.
This is iSnap 2.0.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, yep.
Yeah, the not much other stuff going on in the news lately. There's a Resident Evil thing happening on the day of release of this, but we're recording the day before.
Mm-hmm.
Detailing new stuff about Resident Evil 8. Mm-hmm. They did like a little teaser trailer for the fact that that was happening. And I'm still super sold on the magical,
yep.
witchy kind of
yeah,
Resident Evil
great.
8 thing.
That'll yeah. be awesome.
Such yeah. a unique setting for some reason. Games don't tend to do that type of like... I guess they do, but I just don't play them.
It's sort of a... Well, I think witches, there's... maybe like a new world gothic horror thing, right?
Right.
It's sort of that American colonial, but also European Black Forest
yeah.
sort of situation. Yeah.
It's not quite like the witchery type of witches.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the Cthulhu-y type of horror. It's
yeah.
some middle ground between them that happens a lot in stories.
Yes.
But games don't tend to do that much, I guess.
But Resident Evil, the very first original ones, kind of broke the ground of like the zombie genre.
Right.
Like that wasn't as flooded as it is now. Like
no.
when it came out, it was kind of a fresh new thing. So it kind of makes sense that, yeah, if any franchise is going to be the one to, yeah, try a new little avenue that hasn't been fully
yeah.
explored and picked apart yet in games.
You know what's...
makes sense that it'd be...
That,
Resident Evil.
That the Witch movie is on Netflix.
Yeah.
And I think it's that kind of vibe.
It
right?
is. That, I watched
yeah.
that movie a couple
yeah.
weeks ago for my other podcast.
Yeah. The yeah. Witch.
The Witch. What?
Witch. but yeah, I'm into that.
Weirdly, we didn't do that on the podcast about it. Who?
Yeah. I'm into that setting. I'm excited for it. I know
yeah.
I'm going to play it during the day. It's gonna be good.
It's a shame they're not doing a VR thing for that one by the looks of things.
Yeah, right. Because was 7, it was VR at launch?
No, I didn't think it was.
I don't think
right.
it was at launch, and it was exclusive to PlayStation as well. So I think Sony might have paid them just to make that.
Oh, sure.
Rather than them. It was definitely a deal with them. Same as Hitman 3, it seems to be, where that is only VR on PS4. So the
really?
If you want to play the VR version of it on the PS5, you have to download the PS4 version of Hitman 3 because the PS5 doesn't support VR yet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's the adapter to get PS4 games backwards compatible with it.
Sure.
But you there are no PS5 VR games and there won't be until they redo the headset.
I think probably I think the 7 VR was pretty popular.
Yeah.
So, yeah, surely when they, presumably when they bring out a new headset for the 5, that'll be a day and date, like ready to go kind of thing.
Yeah. Dude, hopefully.
Yeah.
If I could predict the future, I wouldn't tell anybody about it. Mm. So you wouldn't know. Maybe I'm faking this and I do know.
Oh, wow.
And maybe I would get so angry that I would send a bald hitman to kill you.
Then I would kill Tommy back.
But yeah, Hitman 3 is out today.
Today. Yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Yesterday. So we'll talk about that next week.
Yeah. But,
wait, it came out on Tuesday?
No.
But yeah, I think, are we all going to play Hitman 3?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I might go get it after this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, nice.
Matter of fact, I'm playing it right now. that's it for news, I think. It's still the early part of the year. There's a good shot we don't get many games coming out in 2021 as well. So right. I reckon our news stuff might be pretty low for the remainder of the year.
Yeah.
I'm so interested to see how this year goes.
Something get delayed that we didn't?
Hogwarts.
Hogwarts got delayed, yeah.
That's 2022 now.
Yep.
School's off for the year.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a great opportunity to dig into some old titles.
Catch up.
Some indie titles.
Yeah.
And I've been doing that.
What?
This past week.
What a coincidence that you brought it up and then had more to expand on and talk about with it.
Yeah. So I've played a few games on Game Pass. I think the most interesting so far is a game called Yes, Your Grace. It is basically like, you know that game Reigns?
Oh, yeah, where you flip between the cards.
It's like that, but expanded. You move around and shit like that. So it's presented in sort of a classic LucasArts pixel art style.
Right.
You play the king and you have a throne room and people come in and they're like, hey, I've got this issue. Hey, I've got this issue. Mm. And you're sort of choosing how to handle it. You've got some gold and supplies and things to dole out. But at the same time, there's kind of a story going on where like you've got some daughters. There's a evil king coming to get you. And some allies you can potentially like marry a daughter off to get some thing, get some, you know. And
I don't want my daughter to marry someone who's not an ally. That's for damn sure. No,
that'd be tough in medieval times. Not a lot of woke barons.
Yeah.
Anyone who's a baron, I think, is automatically not woke.
Cancelled. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Let's cancel all barons.
Yeah. And I think this game is sort of it's kind of like the Reigns games where it's a roguelike almost.
Right.
So you'll have a run, you go through a bunch of weeks, and yeah, the sort of gameplay loop is you walk around your big castle, different rooms, have conversations with people, things pop up, you resolve them, you decide not to, you're basically balancing everyone's, you know, desires.
Right.
And then you sort of click end of week and a bunch of shit happens and a bunch of new things pop up.
Isn't that always the way? You think your week's over and boom, there's something else.
Yeah, there's an army on the horizon.
Yeah.
No fucking time to relax.
And I was really enjoying that. I like those sort of like resource / opinion management games.
Right.
And so I was playing it and I was like, oh yeah, cool. One more week, really addictive.
Uh-huh.
And then I quit it for the night. And then the next day I was like, oh, I'm about to have the army come over the hills and I made the alliance and this is, and then I go
to... It's like you sat bolt upright.
Yes. There's enemies at the gate. And I loaded the game and continue game was missing from the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And so was load game. And then...
Did you not save? I think I might have an idea of what happened here.
The game automatically saves.
Imagine a one-man play that was just, that was this. He's really presenting it. And then I went forward.
Lo and behold. No, it does save. And I'd quit and loaded it a bunch of times during the day. Yeah, turns out my fucking save file got corrupted and is gone.
Mm.
And I was really pissed off. I was very disappointed. And I was like, I'm not fucking starting this game again.
Yeah.
So that, I don't know. I don't know if it's a common issue.
Mm.
But it really soured my experience of this game. I was really into it.
It really kills you having to do something. Even just like... Even a game crashing and then just going back to like the last checkpoint, if you'd just done a thing, so often it's like, even if it's only just like a half hour stretch, it's like, I'm not fucking doing this again.
Yeah.
It's like when you're reading a book and you like you go back to where you thought you were up to and then you reread a thing that you've read before, can't figure out where you're up to and go, well, I'll stop reading the book forever.
Yeah. But this as well, because it is, I assume, somewhat procedurally generated.
Right.
It's somewhat random. Also like... I made so many different fucking decisions throughout this playthrough. I was in like week 10 or 11 and that's like, I can't redo that.
Here's a way to think of it. What if that was the game's way of simulating that your king got killed in his sleep? So it's like the end of The Sopranos.
Game of the year. Game of the year.
Yeah. That's how I would think about it. I would be so annoyed if
someone
I was
out there is going bananas thinking that you've spoiled the end of The Sopranos for them, even though they're not quite sure what it means.
Yeah. Tony Soprano murders King George. It turns out the whole thing was set in the 30s.
I tried to load the game and Don't Stop Believing started playing. I don't know if that was meant to happen. But I think I recommend it because also, and you know, an element with these kind of games is, yeah, at some point I would have died and had to start again. Like that is the point, to go through again with different decisions.
Right.
But do you not feel like, yeah, because it is like randomly generated anyway, like it's not as annoying to redo as something that would be completely the same? Because you're not going to be doing the exact same stuff. You are going to be having a pretty different experience one way or the other anyway.
I think because I hadn't got through one run yet
experienced
like, I've got to start again.
I tell you what, that fucking Game Pass app for PC is bullshit.
Yes.
It's really bad. Yes. It always has problems installing stuff. If you uninstall things, sometimes it can think that it has, but then it's still on your computer, but your computer doesn't know how to access it. So it's just like dead space on your hard drive. I've seen people have that problem.
It won't let me because I have a relatively small main hard drive.
Yeah.
Like maybe 500 gigs or something.
Not me.
But I have two extra ones. I'm going to do a Reddit AMA about it.
I've got three dicks. Trying to one-up someone like that.
But I have
they're both clearly taped on. Just obviously fake.
I've got like, a 1 terabyte and I think a 2 terabyte. I've got extra hard drives that it won't let me install games onto. It's like, oh, this has not been designated by Windows 10 as an installable drive. And it's like, I use it for Steam. I've got like 3 different Steam libraries. But yes, basically the Xbox PC app is a piece of shit.
It's no good. And it's one of the benefits of playing something again on an Xbox itself because you don't have to fuck with PCs, which are still really bad in a lot of ways.
Yes.
Like Windows especially just... Oh, but all of them break.
All of them, yeah. Oh, yeah, I had to reinstall Windows when I was trying to install Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Right.
I had to completely reinstall Windows. It was a real fuck.
Yeah.
But a game I can, at this point, happily recommend on Game Pass is called Call of the Sea. And it is a Unity-built, so sort of like cel-shaded graphics, first-person adventure game. It's basically like a classic adventure game, bit of a point-and-click sort of situation, except, it's first-person. You start on a ship, you're a lady. It's sort of, I guess, you know, a Victorian-era sort of situation. It's very, it's reminding me of, like, King Kong, sort of Skull Island, like, let's go on a steamship, you know, that kind of situation. And it's sort of an environmental puzzle game. You're looking for your husband who is lost on an expedition there.
Probably out drinking.
Probably.
Probably lied to you.
No, I haven't seen any clues. The bottle that I found the message in was completely empty, so I don't know.
There you go. Yeah.
But
what was the message?
I'm working all
that. It just says you up.
What could this mean? I'm sort of rotating a piece of paper, and but yeah, you like go onto this tropical island, and there's sort of how do I get across this drawbridge? Oh, there's this rotating totem pole, and the clues for it are scattered around this area. Sort of that situation.
Cool. That sounds up my alley.
Nice writing so far. Really nice music as well. Very peaceful. Cool graphics. I, at this point, am really into it.
Nice.
I'm trying to, just dip in on a bunch of Game Pass things.
Me too, baby.
Yeah.
You should play Forza.
Okay.
It's pretty good.
All right.
It is great.
Yeah, it's so fun. Driving cars.
Mm.
What a crazy fantasy world. dope.
Yeah.
What about you and I, Tommy?
I've been playing a little bit of Sackboy's Big Adventure on the PlayStation 5. Is it only on the PlayStation 5 or can you get it?
I think it's on
the
4 as well.
4 as well, okay. I got it just to, fill a bit of time. Wasn't anything new coming. I got it like 2 weeks ago. Love a 3D platformer.
Yeah.
Wasn't going to go in. Thought, I'll wait until Mario 3D World and then thought, nah, you know what? I'll scratch that itch. And I kind of wish I had left it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think it is very great. Like, it's not doing anything new at all, right, which is fine. But just style and presentation wise, it's just all not for me. It's just a bit kind of bland and dull looking.
I like everything about it that isn't the controls and the way it plays.
He's really slow.
It's sluggish and stiff, yeah, and the same way that Little Big Planet always was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where there's just some kind of sloppiness to the movement.
Yeah.
That is so confusing for a platformer,
yep,
to continue to have forever.
Yeah. I was a big fan of Little Big Planet 2 and 3, I think I played.
Right.
But because the presentation was good, I liked the voiceover, I liked the characterization, and yeah, I liked the textures and the different materials and things.
I just kind of, for something that's all like a craft world, it just doesn't feel so far to me like it's really using that enough. Like, sure, I'm not really seeing any areas. It just feels like it's kind of like isometric and you're just kind of jumping onto like different blocks.
Like, it might as well be a grid. Like,
yeah, it just doesn't, there's no elements of it. Like those Yoshi games, it's constantly like, oh, that's cool, a little felt curtain. And I'm just not really seeing that. I don't know. I'm not that it's not there. It's just not really kind of jumping out to me in really the same way. And the same with the level designs, where it doesn't, none of it has really felt particularly, you know, fun or like, oh, cool, this is a neat little gimmick in this one. It's just kind of like you jump in here, you run in there, and you get into the end and that's it.
Sure. I see what you're saying. And like, there's little bits and pieces that I've thought are cute. Like, there's the little cardboard guys that jump out at you. And
see, I find that really bland because right, they're just like a cutout of a, you know what I mean? Like
I do, yeah.
It's just flat. That specifically is a big issue that I have with it. Like that, right, that to me is like indicative of like a lot of the overall design, where it's just not gelling with me.
Kind of get that like it's there, but it's not done with any flair. It's done almost like out of obligation or something.
It's like, why is there a cardboard cutout of a little creature popping up instead of being able to see the little creature instead of it being an actual living thing?
You it's know, not it's, particularly
it's things
creative.
Things like that, yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes it feel very like, yeah, unalive and a bit uninspired.
I do know what you mean. I don't fully agree because I am finding it charming to me.
Yeah.
But also, I am one of the most basic bitches you could ever hope to have in your crew. So like, I'm kind of into it. I haven't gotten that far into it. And also, half of my time playing it, I was like, isn't that Dawn French?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I Googled it. It was like, yeah, it's Dawn French. Yeah. So I was distracted.
I think the music, sorry.
The previous games, or the Little Big Planet games, also had like known British actors doing the voiceovers.
It's like
Stephen
Fry was the tutorial guy in the first one and stuff like that.
And I see what you mean as well with sort of like the textural presentation and stuff like that. Mm. And there is a reason that I never remember that those games exist. Mm. But I must have enjoyed them. Like, I think there is something missing, though.
I'm not hating it either. Like, it's more just like, oh, I could have easily. I got suckered in. I read a thing on, I read one of the guys from Kane and Rin's tweet about how much he'd liked it. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to go in. Fuck it. And then it just, I'm not disliking it, but I just can't really see myself. I'll probably pick it up and maybe give it another couple of sessions, but it really hasn't won me over in the way that I love this genre of game. So it typically doesn't really take much for me to go, yep, I'm in, I'm loving this. But this, it's his movement too, it's just, it's
I don't like
slow.
The way it controls.
It's right. really slow. Right. You don't feel like you're zipping around like.
Mm. No, it's very chunky or sluggish or something. There's some descriptive word that I wish as a podcaster I could conjure to mind. But like there's a glugginess to the way it controls that makes it really straightforward and easy for one thing.
Right.
Yep.
And also kind of not that exciting.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's it. It doesn't feel exciting. And not that everything has to be like Crash Bandicoot level of like intense difficulty, but you don't get to the end of a level and feel like, whew, got through, right. Hit the end. You just feel like, yep, okay, that one's over.
I saw a real bandicoot.
What?
On Phillip Island. You just reminded me. Did you know that they were basically extinct in the wild?
Really?
I had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah. But now there's some of them on Phillip Island because there's no foxes there to eat them. So yeah, I saw one of like 200 bandicoots that exist in the wild.
Sick.
Yeah. So don't come at me with your bullshit anymore, because I'm special according to nature.
I agree that maybe that was the issue with the previous games in this franchise, is that didn't feel like there was a challenge. I think I enjoyed the collector nature of it, because you used to get like stickers and outfits and different materials.
That's
and
all
stuff
here,
like that.
Yeah.
Little bubbles popping up, and it was very satisfying. I remember
you dress
now
him
to
up,
do that.
You
yeah.
unlock little costumes for him, and there's even it not being super challenging, I don't necessarily mind that. Mm. It's just it's not that. Like, I never get too stuck on the 3D Mario games, but you know, you have all these points where you're like, wow, this is really fun. Mm. Look at all this like new, different like stuff it's throwing at me, and this just feels like hop up onto this bit and then onto this bit. Hit this guy and then you're at the end. It's not, sure. And I'm still relatively early on, so maybe it does ramp up. But and like I like the music in it, like the music in the levels is really good. But then I did a level where the music in the level is Uptown Funk, which was kind of cool playing a level because it like it, you know, it
like bits, the actual song,
literally the song, right. Like they've licensed it, and so bits kind of drop in and out, and it's kind of. It's sort of trying to do the like Rayman Legends thing, but it sort of doesn't. It's just like you'll be on one platform and it'll just be stuck looping one bit of the song, and then you jump onto the next bit and it keeps going. But also, it's like, why is this song in here? It doesn't connect. Right. It's not like you're in like a 70s themed like disco like funk kind of level. Yeah. Like the Rayman Legends music levels were all kind of themed to like what you were actually doing. It's like, why is this song in here?
Here you go, boss. All 74 songs for Sackboy's Big Adventure. Did you say 80? Huh? You said all 80 songs that I asked from you yet, right? Yeah, plugging in his iPod. Yeah. I got 80. Yeah.
It just,
some of them might sound a little familiar.
It's like, you know, it's a cool song. Happy to hear it. But it was just like, why is this one licensed song randomly in here?
If
the whole game was that, then cool. But just this one level so far out of the, I think I've played like 10 of them or so. I don't know.
I'm very early on too and haven't felt that put off by the presentation as this, but I do see exactly what you mean, that like it doesn't have as much soul to it.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I just don't feel like, I don't feel won over and kind of hooked by it. And then especially, you know, since I've played it, like, that extended trailer for Bowser's Fury in 3D World coming out and just looking at that and going, now that is the good shit.
Well, even Astro's playroom.
Yeah.
No. Yes?
Yes. Yes? Surely. Who cares?
Depends what game you're talking about. Yeah. The one where you're a cop and you're shooting zombies dead wrong.
Like that, for a game that was about a robot, had heaps of personality, heaps of creativity in the level design as well. Aside from the haptic stuff and all of that, you know, new tech bullshit, it was just a well-made platformer. And yeah, it sounds like maybe Sackboy doesn't have that creativity.
It just has a type that is not necessarily, working to your taste. Like, I don't mind it, but I'm not like blown away by it in the same way that I do love Astrobot. Mm. Deeply, and he won't return my calls.
So much so you know exactly which game you came out on which console.
But I think also if he controlled differently, if it felt a bit different to play, I would be able to overlook those like stylistic things and be like, you know, it's not my favorite looking thing, but you know, I'm having fun with it. He just feels so
it's a little boring.
Sluggish.
It's a little boring, and the creativity that it posits itself as having isn't really that special.
Right.
It's just very much a launch game.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Like it's a day one, you want to chuck something on the new console, but it's not something that anyone will be talking about in a year's time.
I'm going to make it a point to in every 1 year's time from
Sackboy's Corner.
Yeah. What's I play more of Sackboy again? I hate it, but I've got to do it.
But and other than that, I dipped back in on Hyrule Warriors last night because I was looking for something to play and just remembered that that had, I was like, I only ever played like an hour of that and I was so amped for it, but it came out when things were reopening here and I am all the way in now. Once you kind of get through the first couple of hours and you've unlocked a few different characters, like once you get all the champions and you can switch between them, and it doesn't really tell you how stuff works on the map, like all the little different sort of things that you can do to kind of build up your weapons and build up your party and everything. Once that all clicks, It's and you kind of work out how all the different combos work for the characters. It's so fun having this huge roster of varied characters to switch through. I don't know if I'm just not noticing it or whether they've patched it since it came out, but I'm not really finding any frame rate issues in it at all. I'm loving it. I think I'm going to be in on that one until I complete it now that I've gotten over that, like, cool. And it's all clicked. And, yeah, I just went, why didn't I play more of this? Like, I was so pumped for it to come out. So, yeah, if you missed it, I think there's still a demo.
Yeah.
Give it a go.
If you missed Forza or any of the Xbox games, again, the Xbox is sick. It's cool. I like it.
I don't know if anyone heard about this game yet. Don't know if it popped up on many Game of the Year lists, but I've been playing Hades again, which I played in early access.
I said that Xbox thing because I thought we were wrapping up too. That's why it was like I suddenly brought back this thing from earlier. I thought we were just summing up the whole episode. I didn't realize Ben had more.
Yeah.
So just so that everyone doesn't think I sounded crazy for just saying a thing seemed completely out of context.
I knew you were wrapping up. I'm gaslighting you.
Oh, okay, great. Well, now that I know, that actually makes me feel a lot more stable.
I like Zelda. Yeah, well, if you've got a car, drive to Phillip Island.
I just remembered as we were, as you guys were talking about Sackboy. Hades, it's sick. It's really fun. It's very, very satisfying. And if anyone has not played it yet, I do highly recommend it. I don't understand why people thought it was the game of the year. Like, it's good. It has some charm to the writing and the bits in between the sort of runs, but... Yeah, it's an isometric roguelike game. I don't see why it made such an impact last year.
People seem to like it more and more and more as it went on as well.
Yeah.
Maybe it becomes incredible by the end.
I think because it's doing enough different stuff where it's kind of got a bit of a story that it's not just like a soft reset where then you just like back in. Mm. New kind of story beats are happening each time. Like the fact that you reset is actually built into the story of the game, I think is what gave it that point of difference.
It did feel like it had that vibe of the game that people are like being cool by picking.
I think so.
You know what I mean?
I don't want to, denigrate other people's genuine love for it or anything like that.
I do.
Yeah.
You're pretending.
And also, like, that story progression thing between runs, it's like, well, yeah, I mean, other games have stories too and they're not broken up by, I don't necessarily fully grasp maybe why it was so well received, but it is really, really fun and satisfying. And a great sort of arcadey short experience.
I still do want to play that.
I think you would really enjoy it.
Yes.
Oh, well, now I don't. I want to make my own way.
That little like fast twitch combat is really, really well done. It's probably the best done of any game I've played.
Are you playing it on PC or Switch?
Yes, PC, okay.
You'll play it on the PC.
Yeah.
But I got them all now. I can do anything. Yes. I'm invincible.
Yeah. And now, as we naturally come to the close of the
episode. Well, guys, check out the Xbox and check out Game Pass. That's going to do it for us. For another week of Filthy Casuals. Guys, thanks for listening. filthycasuals.com.au, the links to our socials, the Patreon where you get a bonus episode every week and early access to our YouTube videos. We are doing them every week. We're putting them on the channel. We're currently playing through Heavy Rain.
Yeah, part one up now. Go have a watch.
Mm. Yep, it's up for everyone on the YouTube. But yeah, get on the Patreon and you get it a week before everyone else.
Yeah.
We've also got the premium Bandcamp episodes, all sorts of stuff. Go and check that out. Thanks for listening. And as we say here at the end of every episode of Filthy Casuals,
Yes Your Grace is the sequel to Yes Minister.
Should be called New Yes Your Grace.
New Yes Minister was Yes Prime Minister.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.